You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter. Communities across the United States are filling land with waste, and college waste streams contribute significantly to landfill. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the average American throws away 4.4 pounds of trash every day. That amount of waste from the United States alone fills enough garbage trucks to stretch halfway from the Earth to the Moon every year. Cal Poly manages a variety of waste streams and has implemented programs to consistently divert over 50% of that waste from going into the local landfill. However, Cal Poly's consumer waste stream is a different story entirely, as only 20% of it has been regularly diverted. The university is making progress with consumer waste diversion under recent CSU mandates, stating that all Cal State campuses must divert 80% of current landfill waste. To help achieve this new goal, Cal Poly has introduced zero waste stations. These are bins that give the option to sort waste into recycling, compost, or landfill. Amara Cairns is the president of the Zero Waste Club at Cal Poly. She says the bins are helping, but are also often misused by students.
In terms of progress, those did start the conversation about zero waste and about composting, but it has been, you know, an uphill battle trying to get that ingrained in the culture here.
The stations have graphics displaying the kinds of waste appropriate for each bin, and many students find these images helpful in making conscious decisions about their trash. But Joseph Schutz, one Cal Poly student, says he couldn't care less about sorting his trash into the bins.
When I'm throwing my stuff away, I'm just done with it. Like, I don't want to spend any more time on it. I just want it out of my life, out of my hands.
This type of consumer attitude leads to the contamination of each bin's particular waste, making it even more challenging to sort and divert. Dennis Elliott, Cal Poly's Director of Energy, Utilities, and Sustainability, says there isn't a clear solution to this issue, but the university is working on shifting perceptions.
We have to educate people when they come to Cal Poly. And so that's why we try to do zero waste at open house, because we're trying to expose them to it before they even live here. It's a part of Res Life programming for the freshman halls to start educating. And it's an imperfect system. We're working on trying to improve it.
Elliott says the program has been successful in reducing landfill waste, and he's confident improvements will continue with an ultimate goal of achieving zero waste. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.